It would have been in the Depression in the 1930s. My mum and dad were on a dairy farm at Talbot, Victoria, which is between Ballarat and Maryborough, and quite often the people in the town couldn't afford to pay for the milk, and Dad used to augment the money coming in by going out and catching rabbits. And at that particular time, we would get round about 8 pence or 10 pence a pair of rabbits, and they would be sold to a rabbit buyer once a week normally.
And what do you do with the rabbits now after you've caught them?
Oh, normally now I give them away or feed them to the animals.
How many rabbits do you get typically on a good day?
On a good day now, I would probably get anything up to about 30, but during the drives that we had in the 1950s, we got up to 1,600 pair of rabbits, and that was a drive we did at Inverleigh. There would be about 40 people driving, and the rabbits would be driven down into a corner, into a wire netting enclosure, and there were that many rabbits that they piled up on top of one another, and the top ones were going over the top.
And you use ferrets to catch the rabbits now. Why do you think farmers get you and your ferrets to rid their property of rabbits rather than, ploughing the burrows?
Ferrets were only one means of controlling the rabbits. Often the farmers rip the burrows, and within a short period of time, the burrows are reopened, and then it's a good time to clean the remaining ones up with the ferrets. Other methods would be spotlighting at the same time.
What do you think of methods like myxomatosis?
Myxomatosis at the present time is not operating. I would say in the last 2 years, I probably haven't seen any more than one or two rabbits with myxomatosis. With calicivirus, a little bit harder to tell because they die usually in the burrows and usually after 1 or 2 days. With the myxomatosis, they linger on for about 3 weeks normally.
So, what are some of the challenges you face rabbiting with ferrets?
In the summertime, there's always a problem when you're working along rivers or in stony country with snakes. In the open country, you have the brown snake, and in the stony country and along the rivers, in this area, we have the tiger snakes, and they can be very aggressive. So, to counteract that, I always wear gumboots when I'm out rabbiting. I don't mind if a snake's 6 foot or a couple of metres away, but when you touch them, that's the time that they tend to make you shake. I have seen snakes kill a ferret in about 2 minutes. That's all it takes, and it probably wouldn't take much longer to kill us if you're unlucky enough to be bitten.
How many ferrets do you typically take out when you go rabbiting?
I would normally take out probably half a dozen. Sometimes, if I'm doing a big burrow, I might take 10 or 11. We do have trouble with foxes sometimes. If there's a fox in a burrow and the ferret contacts the fox has got too big a bite, and the fox can bite the ferret in half. Whereas if the ferret strikes a cat, the cat is different, and normally a large ferret can overcome problems which you have with the feral cats.
Do you take any dogs out with you as well?
I lost my dog about 3 months ago now. She chased a rabbit into the spiny rush, and that was the last time I saw of her. I think possibly she had a heart attack. She would have been about 15 years old, but she was a marvellous dog. She would tell me whether a rabbit was in the burrow. She would jump up in the back of the truck or down, and she would never answer me back when I told her what to do.
You've got some rabbit skins outside. What do you use those for?
The wild rabbit skin makes the best quality felt hat.
So, are you planning on stopping anytime soon, Ray?
Well, it all depends. I often say I hope they find me one day. on a rabbit bar, but I think I can probably still go for a couple of years yet.